Today is December 20th. We are at the home of Bruce Campbell in Anchorage, Alaska. This is an oral history project called the Hall Road for the Rasmussen Oral History Program. Thank you, Bruce, for being here, and my name is Marie Mitchell.
Thank you very much for coming.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're born, and maybe some of the education or experiences you've had before leading up to becoming a road commissioner.
Okay. I was born in upstate New York in a farming community known as Kirkwood, New York. And I went to college at Union College in Schenectady, New York, graduated as a B.S., Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering, in 1952, and immediately came to Alaska. I came into Anchorage at age 21, went to work for the Alaska Road Commission. This was in territorial days, of course. And I flew in, and of course at that time Anchorage International Airport was not here. We landed at Elmendorf. Northwest Airlines landed at Elmendorf, and I worked for the Alaska Road Commission in various spots in Alaska, from Kenai to Cantwell to Juneau to Kodiak to Fairbanks, various out of sundry places, until statehood.
And what year was statehood?
Statehood was 1959. And in 1959, when the Department of Public Works was formed under the Statehood Act, or under the Statehood Constitution, I was one of the first employees to go on board, and I was hired as head of design for the news, at that time, Department of Public Works. Department of Public Works had several divisions. It had the Highway Division, Building Division, Water and Harbor Division, and Airport Division. I worked for them for two or three years, and then there was a big blow-up. Governor Egan was not satisfied with the way things were going in highways. He cut an executive order and made highways a separate department and hired an ex-highway commissioner out of Montana by the name of McKinnon, Don McKinnon, and we became a separate department at that point in time, separate from Public Works. And I was head of pre-construction in that for a while, then assistant commissioner, then acting commissioner, and then...
When you say commissioner, that's for the department, the Alaska Department of Highways?
Department of Highways, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And during the last, that was during the earthquake that I was acting commissioner. McKinnon, who was the commissioner, was a sick man, and he spent quite a bit of time in the Veterans Hospital in Portland. And I kind of ran the department essentially from 1963 to 1967. When Egan left office, I also left office. At that point, I had my own consulting firm for a short while in the Juneau Douglas area. And then in 1969, Lloyd Burgess of Burgess Construction Company in Fairbanks requested that I go to work for them in Fairbanks, which I did.
As a consultant or a designer or...
Excuse me?
As a consultant or...
Oh, no. I went to work. I was executive vice president for Burgess Construction. I was basically in charge of... all the hands-on construction, bidding, those kinds of things.